Good evening. 2012, there was a very harsh tornado, and it swept across Indiana. Unfortunately, there were many casualties, and it was vicious in its nature. There was a heroic mother. Her name was Stephanie Decker. Stephanie Decker, quickly and frantically, she took her two precious children to the basement of their home. They've experienced storms in the past, and they thought this would be similar. Go to the basement, ride it out until the storm passes. She saw this storm as a little different, a little more intense, a little more gusto to it. She saw the house was literally shattering and shaking. With quick thinking, she takes a blanket, wraps her kids in the blanket, and sprawls across the blanket to protect them. As she does this, she is now literally being battered. The home was completely crushed, and in the meanwhile, debris was falling all over her. Furniture pieces, steel beams, she literally took a beating as she was protecting. A brick came coming at them. She swerved her back to make sure the brick didn't hit her kids. She suffered greatly. Her two legs were severed. That, of course, impacted her greatly. Her ribs were broken and crushed. She had a punctured lung. Once the storm passed the first round, her 8-year-old son went out to try to find help. She sent him out. He was able to get out of the rubble to look for help. In the meantime, she records a message to her husband saying goodbye. A very emotional farewell, saying goodbye to her husband, because she figured this was the end. This was the end. Goodbye. Game over. Fortunately and miraculously, the two kids emerged basically unscathed, unharmed, with barely any scratches. And Stephanie Decker, her life was spared. She was injured, she was battered, but she was miraculously spared. A neighbor came by, was able to whisk her to the hospital and to save her life ultimately. This story, of course, is one of tremendous sacrifice. Stephanie literally put her life on the line for her children. She literally took bricks. She literally took beams to make sure that her precious children would not be harmed. This is a story of putting everything out there for your children. And Rabbi Shraga Simmons from Aish tells us, we find a very big parallel in the Purim story. Esther Malka. Esther Malka had a similar decision to make. Mordechai had instructed her, it's time to plead on behalf of Am Yisrael. And she was hesitant, and she was worried, and she was reluctant. And she knew full well, if she entered into the king's chambers without an invitation, punishable by death, chayv misa. But nevertheless, Esther Malka charges in, and she advocates on behalf of Klal Yisrael, knowing that could be her last breath, knowing that entering could be the end, could be her demise. But she went in, why? Because she sacrificed for Klal Yisrael. She had tremendous passion and dedication for her beloved people. And this is the legacy of Esther Malka bequeathed to us today. Rav Noach Weinberg was the founder of Aish, a very, very big tzaddik, beautiful ideas on Jewish wisdom that impact us very much today. An incredible quote, "You have never lived until you know what you're willing to die for." I'll repeat that. You have never lived until you know what you're willing to die for. Of course, we're not advocating to become martyrs. Chas v'shalom. V'chaydem. We live. But you've never lived until you know what you are willing to die for. We have to know what is our mission statement. What's our bumper sticker? What's our life about? What's our meaning? What's our purpose here? I'm speaking specifically to you Heiliga seniors at the end of your illustrious high school careers, thinking ahead to yeshiva and beyond. These are questions that really need to be asked. What do we live for? What's it all about? We've been fortunate to witness many, many heroes in these past few months. October 7th happens, and we literally have seen thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers go to fight our wicked enemies. These are soldiers that left wives and children. Tremendous heroes. When I was there in November, I discussed this with a few of the chevra. I was there in November at the Kotel. I was talking to somebody exactly my age. I said, "How old are you?" "Same age, 5 kids." I said, "What are you doing? What's going on?" "He's going to Gaza the next day." I said, you have a wife, you have five kids. He says, this is what we have to do for Am Yisrael. Unbelievable sacrifice. We don't have to look so far away. Read the stories of these Heiliger soldiers, Chayilim HaKadoshim, that have given tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for Am Yisrael, story after story. Fortunately, we've lost many, many Kadoshim who have now left behind widows and orphans. It's horrible. But we've seen tremendous sacrifice of people fighting for Am Yisrael, fighting for the land of Eretz Yisrael, to maintain the Jewish identity in Artzeinu HaKadosha. Something that we've witnessed. And we shouldn't just read these stories and scroll down. It's time to reflect. We read stories in the Tanakh. Those are the stories of the Tanakh. This is right now. These are kids a year older than you, 2 years older than you. People your parents' age, your uncle's age. People that have sacrificed for Am Yisrael. We're literally in the midst of heroes every single day. We just have to have the eyes and the ears to be able to really see and hear these stories that are so, so powerful and so, so relevant each and every day. In Masech Zavos, in the fifth parak, it says, Asara Doros Minoach Ad Avram. There are 10 generations from Noach until Avram. And then the next Mishnah Gimel, it says, Asara Nisyonos Nitnasa Avram Avinu. With 10 tests, Avram Avinu was challenged. Alav Hashalom, V'amav V'kulam, and he passed all of them. Rav Chaim Volozhin, the famed student of the Vilna Gaon, he's responsible for the modern day yeshiva movement. He saw a need that we need to have a systematized yeshiva movement, and we're the beneficiaries till today. Rav Chaim Volozhin says so beautifully. First it says, 10 generations from Noach to Avram. When's he called Avinu? When does he become our forefather? When he passes the tests. When he passes the tests, that's when he becomes Avram Avinu. When he passes the tests, that's when he becomes our spiritual ancestor. When he's able to go up against these challenges and to be able to be successful in all these challenges. And what did Avram Avinu do? He was willing to go into the fiery furnace to die al pi kiddush Hashem. And Rechai Volozhin points out something very interesting. Jews throughout our history gave up their lives al pi kiddush Hashem. How? They could have been unlearned. They might have known anything about Torah mitzvos. Jews that died by the stake throughout our very, very difficult exile. How'd they do it? Because Avram Avinu gave them the spiritual DNA to do it. Because Avram Avinu gave to his descendants the ability to die al pi kiddush Hashem. That's something that was ingrained in all of his future descendants. And we see from this beautiful, beautiful Chaim Volozhin that we have incredible spiritual DNA. We have to always remember that. We have incredible, incredible power and spiritual DNA. Abilities to accomplish very much. Abilities to sacrifice. Abilities to accomplish. Abilities to be productive. And I want to leave you with one thought. Something I'm thinking about a lot. Question we have to ask ourselves, as Purim is slowly approaching us, the story of Esther and Malka's heroism, what are we willing to sacrifice for? What sacrifices do we make in our lives? What sacrifices do we ever make in our lives? If things are ever a little difficult, do we just shy away? Do we just look around the other way? If something is a little challenging, a little difficult, it's a little bit of an obstacle, it's too hard. If something poses, it's a little uncomfortable, I don't need to do it. Not for me. We have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to sacrifice for? And furthermore, what do we live for? What do we live for? I specifically wanted to speak to seniors. Most of you are 18 years old or almost 18 years old. What do we live for? And if the answer, we're going to go deep. If the answer is March Madness, we need a new answer. If the answer is March Madness, I have to be emesik with you. If it's March Madness, we need to reevaluate. Of course, we need outlets and everything in healthy moderation. Of course. Baruch Hashem. But if that's what we live for, we're missing the very point. Then we're not truly acting as a descendant of Avram Avinu. If our whole life is scrolling and watching one TikTok video after the other, if our whole life is centered around different games, different activities, and that's what is our drive, our life, our lifeline, we need to reevaluate. And now is a good time. We don't have to wait 6 months till Israel starts. We don't have to wait till Shana Al starts. Time to think about it now. What's my life about? Why am I getting up in the morning? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me now in this position? Is it to watch March Madness for 12 hours during Tanis Esther? I can't imagine that it is so. Is it so I just do all these online scrolling all day, this and that? I can't imagine. Is my life there to belittle people, to ridicule people, to make them feel small, too small, too small? Chas v'shalom not. We were put here, the Jewish people, to accomplish, to have productive lives, lives of Torah and mitzvos, make ourselves better, our families, our communities better, Am Yisrael better, the world better, a shining light, a role model for everyone in sight. So that's something to really, really consider as this Heilige Yontif of Purim approaches. What am I willing to sacrifice for? What is my life mission? And as Rav Noach Weinberg told us, you've never lived until you know what you are willing to die for.